Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Christmas night showdown with San Francisco.
Two best teams in the league face off this week. How do you view this matchup and all the hype and excitement around it?
Yeah, really good team. I haven't. We obviously didn't start watching until this week, but I know they've been beating a lot of teams pretty bad. So I think it'll be probably the game of the year. I'm excited to be a part of it. They look really, really good. So I know we're a good team, so it'll be a good matchup.
Marlon, how important is communication going to be in this game? You see so many times watching Niners games, they have some of their premier players running wide open a couple of times. How important is it going to be for you guys to communicate pre-snap?
That'll be huge. I think, not only do they have, great players, they have, seems like, just a lot of different schemes and different things schemed up against players, schemed up against coverages. They do a lot. They really don't do that much, but they're just so efficient at what they do. The misdirection, it's like you want to take care of McCaffrey, then you got to take care of Debo. And then you want to, it's so many different things to where everyone's got to be on point. Communication is just going to be key in order for us to kind of limit them.
Marlon, you were one of the first people in here, I think, to really talk about the range of things that Kyle Hamilton could do last year. Now that he's kind of come into his own this year, how important can his versatility be against those kind of playmakers you just talked about?
Yeah, I think with Kyle, I just remember, the first time I really heard of him was EDC talking about him, not thinking we were going to be able to draft him. And he just kept saying, this guy's like a unicorn. And he comes in as a rookie, and then you're like, yeah, he's nice. And then this year is just, he's one guy that if you cloned 11 of him, he could play every single position. So it's kind of crazy just the things he can do. We'll definitely have him all over the place. I think no matter what position, I've seen him guard top the team's number one receiver. I've seen him make tackles, seen him beat O-lineman. He really can truly do it all. He'll be big for this game, whether it's guarding Kittle, guarding Debo, making tackles on McCaffrey, getting to the quarterback on pressures. I think it will be a really big game for him just based off the things he can do and kind of how this team attacks you.
Marlon, you've been playing against Lamar in practice for years now. When you see opposing defenders think they have him and pound the turf when they don't, what impact is that? Do you see that as something that can shift the mood of a game?
It's kind of with Lamar, it's unique just because I think everyone has a pretty good plan. And then it just seems like it doesn't go as planned based off what I see. So he's just a guy that, he does it all. You kind of see it every week. It gets normal to the guys like us, but it's always, anytime I put on the TV copy, it's like, this guy's crazy good. So it's really cool to see the things he does in the game. In practice, just formulate to the game.
Marlon, you have the best record in the AFC. They have the best record in the NFC. People are talking about possible Super Bowl preview. What's kind of your thoughts on that?
You kind of get to take it one game at a time. But, if this could be a rematch of Super Bowl, I'd love it. That means we take care of business and got there. But, right now, it's just really good to have a really good challenge Monday. On Christmas Day, it's a really good team. So we're just really excited for that.
How do you handle Christmas and everything that goes on around it?
Honestly, this year's weird. I haven't really got the Christmas vibes like normal. We did get a gift from Harb's. Early Christmas Eve, we got a pinball machine, so that's the gift. I don't know if my family got me any gifts. I told my lady I don't need a gift, so I'm not too much in the Christmas spirit. But a win would be the best gift I could get. So hopefully we get the win, and it'll be a good Christmas.
What do you think of the pinball machine?
I'm liking the pinball machine. It's a very high tech. Harb's actually brought it up in the team meeting. Some guys did not know what a pinball machine was. So I'm not that old, but I knew that. But I guess I am old based off some of the younger guys did not know that. So that's that.
You guys, the second time in the league that you're an underdog this year. How do you take that as when you're not considered a favorite going into a game?
Yeah, I usually don't really see what we are, but I did see this one. I think we're like a touchdown. Like, what are we?
Almost 5.5.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at that. That kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. So I was surprised to see that, but I definitely want to make that be incorrect for sure. And hopefully some people lose some money betting with them and make some money betting with us. So that'd be great.
Marlon, what are your thoughts on Brock Purdy, watching him on film? They have, like you mentioned earlier, they're an efficient offense with him at the quarterback position.
Yeah, it seems like he gets a lot of, oddly, it seems like he gets a lot of, like, hate from the stuff that I see. I don't know why. They're like, it's just because he's got Brandon Ayuk. It's because he got Debo. It's because he got Chris McCaffrey. When you cut on the film, he's just really a good quarterback. I think that kind of surprised me, just up hearing so much chatter about the guys around him make him good and the coaches and everything. But when you look at the film, he's putting throws right where they need to be. He's reading coverages. He does a lot of good things. So I think he's a guy that likes to give his receivers a chance. And, I mean, for such a young guy, he really handles himself really like a pro. So I know it won't be an easy day. It won't be too many, you know, gimme interceptions like that. But we'll try to take our chances when we can.
All right, thank you.